Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. That's Matthew 6, verses 19 through 21. Jesus says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Folks, let me just say this way. Things here may be nice, but they're temporary and not eternal. God's rewards are eternal. And the Bible here says that we're not to store up for ourselves treasures on earth where moths or rust destroy and thieves break in and steal. By the way, I live over on the beach side and we're 4 blocks from the Atlantic Ocean, and we've had to replace our air conditioner outside unit a few times over the years because it just rusts away. I remember buying my kids a basketball goal a couple of times over the years as they were young, and it would fall over within a year and a half. It had rusted through. Our cars that don't fit in the we got 5 cars in the driveway because of our kids, and we got only 1 car that fits in the garage, so the rest of them sit outside and get hit with the salt air. We understand about how rust destroys here on the beachside, but Jesus says that we're to lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven where moth doesn't get to them, rust doesn't destroy, and thieves can't break in and steal. But then he goes on and says this, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Randy Alcorn teaches on this quite well, and he teaches about the fact that if you want to have a heart for God, give your treasure, your money, toward things of God, because where you treasure, your heart will follow it. You want to have a heart for God? Give your things you treasure, your money, your time, give it to things of God, and your heart will follow. You'll all of a sudden have a heart for God. Some of you maybe have stocks and bonds, and you bought stocks or shares in a certain company. Oh, because your money's there, I bet you get up in the morning and see how that company's doing. You might even pray for that company to do well or have a good year. Where your treasure is, there your heart follows. You want to have a heart for God? Give your heart toward things of God and your treasures toward things of God, and your heart will follow. You know, the Bible says one day we're going to be judged on what we've done after salvation and measured whether or not we're going to receive reward or suffer loss. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 and following, Paul says, "According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building upon it. Let each one take care how he builds upon it, for no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. Now if the work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned up, he'll suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through fire." I don't know if you caught what Paul said there. He said, but one day we're all going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ. We're going to stand at the Bema seat, and we're going to be judged for what we've done after salvation, whether it's good or worthless. We're going to be, well, once the foundation has been laid, Paul said, which is faith in Jesus Christ, each one needs to be careful how you build on it. Are you storing up treasure in heaven, or are you focused more on this life? The Bible says that if we're focused more on this life and this world and storing up treasures here on this earth and trying to live for now instead of the life to come, when that day comes that we are judged by Jesus at his judgment seat to determine what kind of rewards we get for eternity, the Bible says that there'll be some, I hope it's not many, but the Bible says there'll be some who will suffer loss. Oh, they themselves will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames. By God's grace are they there, but then they have no reward for eternity. And I don't know if that's even sunk in with many of us, because a reward for eternity is a long time. And suffering loss for eternity is a long time. Oh, the Bible also says one day we're going to take our crowns and lay them at the feet of Jesus. But if you don't have many jewels in your crown, what are you going to be able to offer to Jesus to show him how much you appreciate what he's done for you? What will you be able to lay at his feet? Oh, you can't say all the stuff you've accumulated here on earth. The moths have already gone at that. The rust is going at it, or someone might have even broken and stolen it. Between now and when he comes to get us, why don't you start storing up some treasure in heaven? Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.